IPC risk assessment tools, and other risk assessments. After completing this section, learners will be able to apply IPC risk assessment tools, example, CDCICAR tool, APIC IPC risk assessment tool, to prioritize infection risks. Use risk assessment findings to develop IPC goals, objectives, and action plans based on identified priorities. Participate in cost-benefit assessments, efficacy studies, evaluations, and standardizations of products and processes. Recommend changes in practice based on regulation, critically appraise literature, clinical outcomes, and financial implications. Assign value to prevention or presence of HAIs, cost-benefit analysis, return on investment. Facilitate and monitor implementation of policies, procedures, and recommendations using checklists and other implementation strategies. The annual IPC risk assessment is an integral part of the facility-wide assessment and includes a focus on the IPC plan, surveillance activities, and performance initiatives. Identification of high volume, high risk, and problem-prone activities is an important component of the risk assessment, one that can help the IP to set priorities and get support from key stakeholders. Other types of risk assessments that the IP may participate in include construction and renovation risk assessments, such as an infection control risk assessment, ICRA. These assessments are addressed elsewhere. There may also be a national or regional requirement to conduct a TB risk assessment. In some regions, this assessment will be conducted in collaboration with public health authorities. Here we provide examples of actual IPC risk assessment tools. The CDC's Infection Control Assessment and Response, ICAR, tools for acute care facilities, and the APIC IPC risk assessment tool.